Jani Eisenhut fires up the generator on the bottom floor of the Catalina Chimes Tower.
When I come up here and do this, I'm never sure when I turn them on what exactly is going to happen. So I'm just going to start with Avalon, and this is sort of the signature song for the city.
My name is Jani Eisenhut, and actually I'm from Santa Catalina Island. I was born and raised here. My parents moved to Catalina back in 1947, and my dad was the electrical engineer of the casino. And with that came the job of taking care of the Chimes Tower as well. In 1967, Kathy Knight, who was playing the Chimes that particular time, graduated, went to college, and my dad said, "Jani, why don't you play the Chimes? Could you play the piano?" And I said, "Oh, okay." So I've been playing the Chimes since 1967.
Jani left the island for college, and as much as she loved Catalina, she wasn't planning to come back.
I was driving out in the interior. It's out in the interior where the deer and the antelope play and the buffaloes roam. And as I was driving out there, I stopped and I said to myself, "Jani, why are you leaving Catalina?" And I said, "Because people might think you're crazy staying where you were born and raised." And then I said to myself, "Do you care if anyone thinks that?" And I said, "Not really." So I stayed.
So these are the chimes.
And the tubular chimes are on the top level, and the bottom level has the keyboard. It's a keyboard which has just 1.5 octaves. It's got the 20 notes on there, and you have to play the keys basically just one note at a time. And so when you hit the key on the keyboard, a hammer comes out, which is sort of a long, looks like a long hot dog. I love hot dogs, so I think in terms of hot dogs. Anyway, a long hot dog, it comes out and it rams into the chimes. And so that's how the chimes work.
The Chimes Tower was built in 1926 as a gift to the town of Avalon from Ada Wrigley. Her father, William Wrigley, of chewing gum fame, lived on the island at the time. Jani read from a letter written from the chimes manufacturer to Mr. Wrigley a few years after the tower was installed.
Mr. Wrigley's attention, this folder, which summarizes the advantages of the program player, which certainly is the last word in the use of the chimes. The programs, which are hand-edited and our own factory product, assure perfect musical results. So what you can do is you can take this program player and you could have certain songs set to it. So I wouldn't care for that too much because I'd miss going up there.
Mr. Wrigley must not have cared for it either. He never bought the program player, and the only part of the tower that's automated is the clock. Everything else? Is Jani.
I'll sometimes play fun songs. I'm not sure people recognize them, but I've played the Muppet theme up there quite often when I'm going wild and crazy in a slow manner. I try to play each day in December for Christmas carols, or if someone has passed away and they've been a long-time member of the community, then I'll try to play for them. I don't often tell people why I'm playing the chimes.
From her tower on the hillside, Jani has seen the island transform over the past 50 years.
What's interesting, you have two sets of people sometimes. People who come over here because they love change, and so they move, and they come to Catalina from the mainland. And people who don't love change so much, and that's why we're still here, because we like the way that things are. I would like to have us keep our charm of Catalina, and it just seems like we're getting more and more like over town. That's why I like the chimes playing, because the chimes are unique. A unique character to Catalina Island that seems to me to be sort of disappearing as time goes by.
When Jani was growing up, she lived with her mother, father, and two sisters in a single-room apartment on the top floor of the Catalina Casino. The casino is a circular building commissioned by Mr. Wrigley just a few years after the chimes, and it's the first thing you notice from the harbor as you approach the island. It was never used for gambling. The bottom floor houses a movie theater with a pipe organ for silent films. On the top floor is the ballroom and Jani's old apartment.
You got to go to the movies for free, which was really nice. Played kickball in the ballroom, never heard anything. And we used to have our sleepovers there with kids coming to the casino and having slumber parties in the ballroom.
After her father passed away, Jani moved out of the apartment. She still goes to see movies at the casino, but it's not the same.
It's been many, many years since I've been living there, but I still consider it my place. Before I'd go to a movie or go to the dances and watch them, and then go upstairs, 11 steps to the apartment. And now I've got to go home to town like everybody else. But it is hard when I go there. I think I have sort of a callus over my heart, because if I don't, I'd probably sit there and cry.
Jani may not be able to call the casino her own, but she still has the chimes.
You can't be a perfectionist and play these chimes. The chimes, you'll go up there, the chimes will be playing perfectly well one day, and the next day they'll go up there and you'll play, and all of a sudden they'll just stop playing. And when they don't want to play, they don't play, and you don't worry about it. The chimes basically are something that can just go on and on, and people won't even notice it. I figure I'll just play the chimes after I'm dead and gone. I'll just come back and play the chimes.
For KISL, I'm Nina Feldman.